Hello, good morning, SBCNs.
新生人早上好。
And we thank God for today's speaker.
我们感谢神今天有讲员在我们当中分享信息。
And he is no other than Dr. Rick Griffith.
就是我们的顾里凯博士。
Dr. Rick, he is the director of Doctor of Ministry Program and associate professor of Biblical Studies at School of Theology English.
顾里凯博士是现任在教牧学博士课程主任及英文神学系副教授。
He has been teaching Bible, theology, and preaching at SBC since 1991.
他从1999年开始就在新神教授圣经神学和讲道学。
And he has also helped start.The K-12 International Community School and Grassroots International Church, where he is presently pastor teacher.
他也曾这个协助开展 K-12 国际社区学校和国际十字路会教堂。
He also trains pastors in Mongolia, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Myanmar, and many other restricted nations.
他也曾在蒙古、斯里兰卡、尼泊尔、缅甸和许多受限制的国家进行培训的工作。
And he produced advanced studies in the Old Testament and New Testament books, and published a lot of teaching materials, and 8,000 pages of his notes, and hundreds of PowerPoint presentations can be downloaded for free in 49 languages.
所以他也在这个就业以及新月晋升研究课程呢，可以在互联网上，我们可以免费的下载他的这些资源包括有8000页的这些笔记，还有包括数百G的PowerPoint 文稿等等。
Dr. Rick and his lovely wife Susan are missionaries with World Venture.
顾博士他妻子苏珊是 World Venture 的传教士。
They have three sons, Kurt, Stephen, and John.
他们育有三个儿子 ，Kurt, Stephen, 和 John.
And two older sons already married.
两个大的儿子已经结婚了。
And they have their first grandson, Jesse.
他们有了第一个的孙子，就是 Jesse.
Susan has a vibrant ministry of training student wives from China, Mongolia, Vietnam, and other restricted countries.
顾师母也协助培训来自中国、蒙古等等的这些国家。
And today, Dr. Rick is going to share with us 5 offerings we give.
今天顾博士为我们分享的信息是献上五项祭物。
And we pass the time to Dr. Rick and the translator Philip Wong.
我把时间交给顾老师。
谢谢。
Thank you.
Do Christians always act like Christians?
基督徒都一直是基督徒吗?
What would you say?
你会说什么呢?
Turn to the person next to you and give your answer. Yes or no?
告诉你旁边的弟兄或姐妹，你的答案是什么?
Okay, some of you find that an easy question.
有些人觉得这是一个简单的问题。
But others of you are saying, well, but if the person's not acting like a Christian, then this person's really not a Christian, right?
可是你想一下，可能有时候这个人行他的举止不像基督徒，他怎么能够称为基督徒呢？
Well, my answer to the question is no.
那我的答案呢，就是不是的，他们不是基督徒。
Even leaders like us.Cleansed of our sin, sometimes get out of fellowship with the Lord.
虽然我们这些身为领袖的，我们有时候还是仍然会离弃神。
So what should we do?
那我们应该做什么呢？
I find this illustration of New Testament forgiveness of sin helpful that was taught to me.
我想到这个例子在新约中讲述到这个罪的这个事情。
Imagine that your relationship with God is like a pipe.
想象一下你跟神的关系呢，就像一个水管。
It's never changing. You're truly a child of God.
这个水管是不改变的，你是神的儿女。
But even those of us who know the Lord still struggle with sin. Sometimes sin is like the clog that clogs the pipe.
虽然我们认识神，可是有时候这个水管呢就会堵住了，就阻塞了我们与神的这个团契。The
clog relates to our fellowship with God, hindered by sin.
这个堵塞呢，就是拦阻了我们与神的团契，是因为罪的缘故。Now,
when we struggle with sin, do we still have a relationship with God?
有时候我们在罪恶当中来挣扎的时候，我们跟神还有这个关系吗？
Are we still God's children?
我们还是神的子民吗？
Yeah. 是的。 So the sin doesn't impact our relationship with God, it impacts our fellowship with God.
所以罪呢，不阻碍我们与神的关系，可是它会阻碍我们与神的交通和团契。
We need to know what to do to rid ourselves of these patterns of sin.
那我们应该要知道我们如何抵挡这些罪恶。
So, how do you personally sustain your walk with God? You.
你是如何持续与神同行呢?
Is it through making more promises to God?
是不是透过许下更多的承诺?
Is it through increased Bible reading?
是不是增加你读经的次序?
Maybe if you pray more,
或者你多祷告,
or something else is going to sustain your walk with God.
或者你有其他的方法来持续你与神的同行。
The question we're going to look at today is how can you maintain your walk with God?
今天我们要来探讨的这个问题就是你如何持续与神的交通呢?
Not your relationship with God that is secure, but your fellowship with God. How can you sustain that in your life?
我们在这里并不是在谈你与神的关系，而是你与神的交通，你如何来维持这一项东西呢?
And we're going to go to Leviticus to answer this question.
我们就会看这个利未记，我们来回答这个问题。You
say Leviticus? Yeah, Leviticus.
可能你在想利未记，为什么是利未记呢？
Because in Leviticus, what we find is that Israel had this relationship with God.
我们在利未记里面，我们发现到以色列人与神呢是有着这一个关系的。
About a year earlier, they had been redeemed through placing their faith in the Passover lamb in Egypt.
早在一年前，每一个以色列人都因着信心呢，和一只这个逾越节的羔羊都被拯救了出来。
God told them to slaughter the lamb and put the blood on the top and the sides of the door, and they would be protected from the death angel.
所以神吩咐他们要把羔羊的血涂在房子的这个门框上，然后神就会保护他们。So
when he parted the sea and brought them out of Egypt, he brought out a redeemed, a saved people who had placed their faith in the Lord.
所以当他神奇迹般的把红海分开的时候，让以色列人跨过去，神拯救的是已经蒙救赎的一群族群。And
so as they're there at Mount Sinai, they invite God to be present among them as a saved people.
所以当以色列人来到西乃山的时候，他们迎接神的降临，与他们同住。Despite
God's awesome presence at Sinai, God said, yes, I will come and dwell among you.
虽然他们知道神是伟大圣洁的，可是神却说，好的，我愿意住在你们当中。And
now they stand there with the tabernacle built at the end of the book of Exodus and the visible presence of the Lord there in the flame.
所以以色列人在出埃及记最后几章，他们完成了会幕的工程，然后也看见了神就在他们当中。
So when we open our Bibles to the first verse of Leviticus, Israel has a tabernacle, a new tabernacle that's already been built in the book of Exodus.
所以我们翻开利未记第一章第一节的时候，我们就看到以色列人已经建好了这个会幕。
But they haven't been instructed in how to use it. What are you supposed to do with it?
但是他们并不晓得要怎么做。
And so Moses wisely wrote Leviticus with instructions from the Lord to show them how to worship and walk with the Lord.
所以摩西就写了利未记来解释在这个新国度里他们要如何来敬拜来过他们的生活。
So back to our question, how can you maintain fellowship with your holy God?
所以我们回到这个问题，你如何持续与神的交通呢？
This passage is going to show us two ways to do that.
所以今天我们查考的经节当中会告诉我们有两条进路。
Two ways for us to sustain our relationship with God is found in the first few chapters of Leviticus.
我们从利未记第一到第六章，我们可以看到这两条进路来告诉我们如何来持续与神的交通。
So what's the first way to maintain fellowship with your holy God?
所以第一条的进路是什么呢？
I'll sum it up this way. Do what is not required.The extra acts of worship.
简单来说，就是做你不必做的事情啊，就是在敬拜中呢这些额外的行动。
Do the things that are voluntary to honor the Lord, especially when you have so many things that you have to do. You just don't do anything optional. Do that which God puts on your heart to just express your love for Him.
我们应当自愿地去做一些尊荣神的事情、尤其是当我们在生活中开始忙碌起来的时候，有时候这些、不在我们主要的、事情当中的时候，我们会忽略掉的一些事情。
These、sacrifices that are not required are actually the burnt, the grain, and the fellowship offerings.
所以 不必要做的是什么呢？是这个平安祭、素祭还有这个燔祭。
And likewise, we also should express our love to the Lord in ways that are new ways or ways that God doesn't specifically require of us.
我们甚至可以看其他找其他的方法来爱我们，表达我们对神的爱。
So what are these three offerings that are under this category of the non-required offerings?
所以在这这三个燔祭里面献祭里面，我们看到的神要求我们做什么呢？
Well, Leviticus 1 tells us to offer, or tells them to offer the burnt offering.
我们在利未记第一章看到，神吩咐他们要献这个燔祭。
It was an offering, a voluntary sacrifice, where they put the offering up on the altar in its entirety, and the whole thing was burned.
燔祭呢是一个自愿献上的一种祭。这个祭物会摆在坛上，完完全全的被火烧尽。
It represented their desire to draw near to God in total dedication, to give God everything.
这表示了献祭者呢毫无保留的把完全献上。
And the narrative begins, or the passage begins specifically talking about the burnt offering of the bull.
我们在前面几节就看到这个将这个公牛犊来献上。
Wow, what an expensive gift to give God.
哇，要给这么昂贵的礼物给神吗？
Depending on how much money you made, a bull could be weeks or months or even a year's worth of salary.
当然要看你每个月的薪水有多少，可能是几个月的，或者是甚至几年的薪水。
But I find it wonderful that the Lord also allowed various types of other animals, less expensive animals, to be the burnt offering too.
但是我很惊奇地看到神预备了这些比较没有那么昂贵的这些牲畜呢，用来牺牲给这个献祭。
They could offer a ram or a goat or even a dove or a pigeon if they were poor.
所以这些祭物可以是公牛，或者是这个公绵羊，或者公山羊，或者甚至是这个鸽子。
In fact, the word for offering here in verse 2 simply means that which is brought to God.
当这里说到把祭物带到神的坛前的时候，这就是只是把就是一个举动，把东西带到神的面前。
So God allowed expensive offerings for the wealthy, like bulls.
所以可以是很昂贵的，像这个公牛犊。
The moderate offerings, like lambs or goats, for the middle class.
给可能中层社会的这些人可以。可以献一只的这个公绵羊或者是公山羊。
And surely everyone could afford at least just a pigeon.
当然每个人呢一定是能够付得起这个鸽子的。
Kind of reminds me of the tithe that God instituted as well.
所以让我想起有时候就像这个十一奉献。
By instituting the tithe for every social class, God was saying the poorest person in Israel can still live on 90% of his income.
所以当神设立了这个十一奉献呢，就好让就好像告诉这些贫穷的人呢，你还是有这90%的薪水来过每一天的生活。
But whatever they gave, it had to be a perfect sacrifice, pointing to our Lord Jesus Christ, of course.
可是当然，无论他们给的祭物是什么呢，最重要的是他们是无瑕疵的。
And the process went like this.
所以这个过程呢，就像这样子说。
They would bring their animal to the gate of the tabernacle, and the worshipper would present his offering there.
所以敬拜者会把这个祭物带到这个会幕前面，然后献上。
And then he'd lay his hands on the victim.
然后他会把手按在这个将被宰杀的这个牲畜上。
And I used to think that it was the priest that cut the animal's throat, but actually the text doesn't say that. It says the worshipper himself slaughters the animal.
我一直以为呢是这个祭司会宰杀这个动物，可是原来从圣经里面告诉我们，其实是这个敬拜者呢，他要自己亲手的来杀死这个动物。
Sorry to compare you to the animal,
oh,
Philip. I didn't mean to、
okay.
do that, but. And then the priest would collect the blood in a basin, dash it against the northeast and the southwest corners of the altar in such a way that all the sides of the altar were splattered and the remainder of the blood was poured out of the base of the altar.
所以祭司会将这个血接在一个盆里呢，然后到处撒在不同的角落，在这个祭坛的四边都溅上这个血。
And then a portion of the sacrifice was burned.
然后一部分的献祭呢，就会放在这个坛上被烧尽。
Unless, of course, this is a whole burnt offering where the entire animal would be put up onto the altar.
除非是如果是完全的这个整只的这个公牛犊放在上面烧。
And then any remaining portions of the sacrifice were eaten in a sacrificial animal, either by the priest or the worshippers. We'll look at the fellowship offering in a few minutes.Where they had a communal meal, or sometimes the priests or their families, or just the priests alone, would eat part of this offering.
所以在有一些献祭，像平安祭里面，这个祭司或者是敬拜者或者敬拜者的家人呢，他们会一同来享用剩余的这些献祭。
So that's the burnt offering.
这个是燔祭。
In chapter 2, we are introduced to the grain offering.
我们来到第二章的时候，我们看到有这个素祭。
You know, grain is something that all of us need. We have the staple of our diet comes from grain.
每个人呢都需要这个谷类哈，这些都是我们的主食。
And when God provided grain, the Israelites could offer a portion back to the Lord and say, Lord, thank you so much for providing the food I need.
所以当神供应他们每日的这个粮食的时候呢，以色列人可以以感恩的心来奉献一部分回去给神。
Sometimes he would even bake it into loaves. Doesn't that look good? Wow.
有时候也可以把这些小麦把它烤成饼。
And the grain offering was different from the burnt offering in that it was a voluntary act of worship, a recognition of God's goodness and provision, and they just wanted to devote some food back to God that God had given to them.
所以素祭呢，跟这个燔祭呢，都是这个自愿的举动把一些神所赐给他们的。来奉献回去给神。
The third offering we're introduced to in Leviticus 3 is called the fellowship offering.
第三章我们来到这个平安祭。
This is very different. This was a communal meal where the worshipper and his family ate before the Lord.
这个平安祭呢，或者团契祭呢，特殊的地方就是敬拜者和他的家人。会在神面前一同来共享这个。
Basically, he would be saying, "Thank you, Lord, for this animal that you've given to my family that we can consume, and some of it goes to the priest. But this is community, this is fellowship, and we're at peace with one another. So this is also called a peace offering."
所以这是感恩的一种表态因为我把一部分献了给神，祭司拿了一部分，然后剩下的一部分呢。我会跟我自己群体里的人一起来分享。
And the text over and over refers to these sort of offerings as an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
所以在这几节当中，我们发现到常常提到的就是这些献祭呢，就像这个馨香之气。
Why would it call these an aroma pleasing to the Lord?
为什么神喜悦这个馨香之气呢？
Simply put, God loves barbecue.
简单来说，就是因为神喜欢烧烤。
I mean, I think hanging around the tabernacle would probably be one of the nicest smelling places in all of Israel out in the wilderness, you know?
在会幕的周围，你应该是会闻到全以色列最好的这个气味。
But more seriously, this is really an emblem of Israel's obedience to God that is like a sweet aroma to God. He loves to see our obedience.
但更认真来说，其实神喜悦的是因他们子民遵行他的道。
And I think that these first three offerings, these offerings are really great offerings to help us to see the importance of expressing our love for God.
这三个的这个献祭呢，让我们看到我们要应该如何来表达我们对神的爱。
He didn't specifically say you have to do it.But it was a great way for us, for them to just say, Lord, I love you.
这些不是务必要做的，而是一个方法来让人来表达对神的爱。
And in a sense, this is what Romans 12 is actually talking about.
这有点就像罗马书十二章告诉我们的。
Here in Romans 12, Paul begins a new portion of his letter where he talks about the righteousness of God resulting in transformed living.
所以保罗在这个十二章的地方呢，就说到这个应用呢是如何在这个更新的生活里面活出来。
And Paul begins this section by saying, "I offer your body as a living sacrifice."
所以保罗在这里说要把身体献上，当作做圣洁而蒙神喜悦、神悦纳的活祭。
Now, in the Old Testament, did they offer living sacrifices?
在旧约里，他们有把活祭献上吗？
They brought that bull on up to the altar to throw the bull on the altar alive? I don't think so.
他们把公牛带到这个坛前，是把整只活活的公牛摆在坛上拿来烧吗？哦，不是的。
But Paul says we should be like a continual burnt offering before the Lord, our whole body offered to God.
但保罗在这里说到的就是我们要像这个活祭在坛上不断持续的在烧。
So Paul goes on and he says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
所以保罗说到要转化，借着心意更新而转化。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
保罗说：“不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全。”
You might say that's the New Testament counterpart of the whole burnt offering.
你可能也能够说这是新约圣经如何来回应旧约的这个献祭的这个过程。
And likewise, the grain offering was a way of saying thank you, God, for my food, which is something that should be very much characteristic of our lives.
献素祭呢也很像我们每一天在我们的生活当中我们来向神感恩。
And then that third offering, the fellowship offering, is a reminder to us as New Testament believers that we worship God in community.
这个平安祭呢或者团契祭呢也告诉我们新约的信徒呢我们是在神的这个群体里一起生活。
And I hope for you,As a busy student, you don't look at going to church as a chore.
当然我也希望你身为学生不要把去教会看待作是一种的负担。
It's not a burden. Your FE is not a burden. It's a blessing.
你的实习教会不是一个负担而是一个祝福。
This offering really pictures the fellowship that we have as we serve the Lord together.
所以这平安祭呢就给了我们一幅美好的图画。就是信徒们一起的来服侍。
The fellowship offering is voluntary. It's a thanksgiving, like a group meal, and we have that privilege ourselves today too.
所以这个平安祭呢是自愿的，也是一种表达感恩。
So in these three offerings that we've looked at so far, we see that God is telling them and telling us, do what's not required. Do the extra acts of worship.
所以在这三个献祭当中，我们看到很像神在告诉他们，你们去做这些不必做的这些的敬拜的步骤。
And that may be the burnt offering, give yourself fully to the Lord, or the grain offering, live a life of thanksgiving for God's provision for you, or the fellowship or the peace offering. Thank God for the peace that you have among with you in community.
就好像燔祭呢是完全的献上，然后素祭呢是一种感恩的表态。 然后这个平安祭呢是一种团体生活的一种的感恩的表态。
So we've covered the first three offerings, the whole burnt offering, the grain offering, and the fellowship offering, which really are offerings of consecration. And now we need to shift to the latter half, or the second type of offering, the sin and the guilt offering, which are offerings of cleansing. In the first case, these are all voluntary. In the second case, they are obligatory. They're required.
所以我们看到呢，我们探讨了这三个的献祭，在前面的三个献祭当中呢，这是一个成圣的过程，然后最后我们还探讨两个的献祭，就是赎罪祭和赎愆祭，这两个呢是这个洁净的这个过程，成圣的这个前面三个献祭呢是自愿的。 而且后面，反而后面两个呢是这个义务的。And
now in this second grouping of offerings, we see God really telling them to do what is required, and that was a confession of sin.
所以我们来到这第二段的时候，我们看到神告诉他们务必做的是什么。And
we'll see here the last two of those five offerings, the sin offering and then the guilt offering.
所以我们来到最后两个献祭，那就是赎罪祭和赎愆祭。So
Leviticus 4 tells us about the sin offering.
所以利未记第四章就告诉我们这个赎罪祭。And
for me, it raises that question, you know, why did God actually institute the sacrificial system? Because did this blood actually forgive sin?
所以我就在想，神为什么设立这个赎罪祭的这个体制呢？动物的血真的能够饶恕人的罪吗？
I mean, did the blood sacrifices save Israelites under the law?
这个被牺牲的这个血能够拯救以色列人在这个律法之下呢？
What's your answer to that question?
你觉得能够吗？
Were they saved by offering these sacrifices?
他们是因为献上这些血而被蒙救赎吗？
I mean, it does say that through this process, the priest will purify the people, making them right with the Lord, and they'll be forgiven. That's mentioned several times.
这里经节有说到，他们当他们做这些的过程当中呢，他们必蒙赦免。Well,
actually, what's happening here is that God forgave Israelites through the blood of the offerings, but they already were in a relationship with Him.
在这里告诉我们的是，神借这个奉献的血呢，来赦免以色列人的罪。可是他们已经跟神是有着这个的关系。So
the purpose of the sin offering was not to establish a relationship with God, but to make sure that the fellowship with God was restored after sin.
所以赎罪祭的作用不是用来建立与神的关系，而是用来维持恢复与神的这个交通。
Well, how's that different from the last of the offerings, the fifth offering in Leviticus 5?
这跟第五章的这个赎愆祭有什么不一样呢？
In Leviticus 5, we have the guilt offering.
利未记第五章我们有这个赎愆祭。
And in this case, there was some kind of offense made where the offense needed to be rectified.
所以在这个情况下呢，是有人 冒犯了一些事情，然后是需要做一些赔偿的工作。
And you had to pay back what you did and then add 20%.
你需要偿还你所做的事情，然后加上 20%。
Suppose I cheated Dr. Clement out of $1,000.
假如比如说我跟院长我骗了他 1,000块钱。
Does God expect me to pay back the $1,000?
神是要求我把 1,000块偿还给他吗？
It'd be great. I just say, "Oh, okay, I got caught. I have to pay the $1,000 back."
我就在想，哦，哎呀，我被抓到了，所以我就乖乖的把这1,000块还回去吧。
God says, "No, you need to pay $1,200 back."
但是神说，哦不，你要还的偿还的数额是1,200块钱。
There's a deterrent there. When you got to add 20% to it, you're not going to be so readily sinning against other people and cheating other people.
所以在这里的这个惩罚呢，就是你要多补上这额外的20%，这就让以色列人没有那么想要去犯这个的罪。
Now, sometimes the whole community sinned against God, and in that case, the priest or the entire community needed to offer a bull.
但是有时候呢，是以色列整个群体犯罪了，所以他们需要献这个公牛犊。
Or if it was a ruler who sinned against the people, he needed to offer a male goat.
但如果是一个官长犯罪呢，他要献的是一只公山羊。
And other contributions go all the way down to even just offering 2 quarts of flour plus 20%.
所以以下还有许多许多的其他不同的这个祭物，甚至是这个细面。
So the guilt offering had nothing really to do with their relationship with God that was secure.
所以赎罪祭呢，跟这个与神的关系是没有太大的相关。
It related to the specific sin that was hindering their fellowship with God.
反而是指某一种的罪呢，拦阻了他们与神的交通。
And the way they would remove that sin standing between them and God would be to offer these sin or guilt sacrifices, admitting their sin, confessing their sin.
所以为了要挪去这个罪呢，他们就承认自己的罪，献一个祭物给神。
And we see a similar thing happening today for us.
所以今天我们在新约当中，我们也看到同样的事情。
Our relationship with God is secure.
我们与神的关系是永不改变的。
But sin does get in the way for us too.
但是罪还是会来到我们的生活当中。
That hinders our fellowship with God.
有时候也会阻碍我们与神的团契。
So how do we take care of this sin that's standing in the way or clogging the pipe, so to speak, between us and God?
所以我们怎么来处理这个罪堵塞了我们与神的关系呢？
We do the same thing. We confess our sin before the Lord.
同样的，我们也在神面前，我们来承认我们自己的罪。
And here's where 1 John 1:9 fits in.
所以这里约翰一书第一章九节说到，
If we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
We don't become saved again. We don't reestablish our relationship with God. That's always been secure. But we do restore our fellowship with Him.
我们没有重新跟神有一个建立这个关系，也不是一个重新蒙救赎的一个关系，而是一个修复我们与神的交通的一个。
Now in the Old Testament, it was costly. Imagine having to offer a sacrifice each time you sinned.
所以你想象一下，在旧约里，每一次你犯罪，你要来献一个祭。
You think you'd sin less or more?
你觉得你会多犯罪呢，还是少犯罪呢？
So we began with this question: How can you maintain fellowship with your holy God?
所以我们在开始的时候，我们探讨我们如何来持续我们与神的交通呢？
And I promised you 2 ways that we would see that. We would see how we can sustain that fellowship with the Lord.
所以我告诉了你两条的进路。
So what's the answer?
所以答案是什么呢？
Essentially, this we have seen in Leviticus. It is to worship God and confess your sin.
就是我们在这个立位记当中，我们看到我们要敬拜神和承认我们的罪。
To reverence God and to agree when you fail.
来敬畏神，来与神认同你犯罪的时候。
And that includes doing what is not required as just an act of worship because you love the Lord.
这包括了做你不必需要做的这个事情，因为这是在敬拜中我们来表达对神的爱。
But it also involves that which is required, and that is confession of sin.
可是也包括了我们做我们应当做的，那就是认罪。
Of course, Jesus made the way for us, and we know from Hebrews that without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins.
所以让我们知道耶稣已经为我们预备了这条道路，就是透过这个血呢，我们能够蒙赦免。
And so I hope that this helps you to better understand the importance of the Lord's Supper, and that you do regularly take the Lord's Supper.
所以我是希望利未记这一幅图画呢，能够提醒我们关于这个最后晚餐的重要性。
I hope it also helps you to realize Well, I didn't get here by myself, like a turtle on a fence post.
也是帮助我们知道我们不是靠着我们自己，我们处在这个的处境当中。
So, what practice in your life must you confess? Must you purge? What issue do you need to address with the Lord right now?
那在你的生活当中，你有哪些的行为是需要去认罪、需要去除去的呢？
Could I invite you to close your eyes and just to have a time of quietness before the Lord?
我邀请你闭上你的眼睛，来有一段安静的时间在神面前来思考这个问题。
Do you, like the burnt offering, just need to say to the Lord again, Lord, I haven't told you for a while, but I really love you and I want to give everything to you.
会不会像是在燔祭当中，你可能想要告诉神，主啊，我很久没有这么样的告诉你，我爱你了，我要把我的全部献上给你。
Or do you need the reminder of the grain offering? Wow, I had breakfast today, Lord, because you provided for me, and I really didn't thank you properly.
还是我们要以献赎祭的这个心态来感恩神每一天供应我们的饮食。
Or like the fellowship offering, Lord, I've been neglecting community in my life. I've been trying to go it alone. Forgive me for that.
还是像平安祭当中，我们忽略了我们的这个群体，我们单独而行。
Or Lord, I've been resisting your promptings, and I really need you to help me with this sin in my life, and I need to give restitution in an area where I've wronged you or someone else.
或者是在我们生活当中，我们抵挡了神的引导，我们不承认我们的罪，我们不承认跟别人承认我们的错。Lord,
help us to be faithful to do as you have led us.
主啊，求主你帮助我们，可以忠心的来跟随你。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。